This is an interview with Russell Payton, recorded at the Oregon Historical Society, August 12, 1987. The interviewer is Dan Malone. This is Tape 7, Side 1.
So in those years in the position as fighting for a better understanding amongst people in this city, what would you mark as your greatest personal achievements? Maybe not what the paper would say, but what do you look at and take great pride in?
Well, I don't know. I guess every time I was able to settle a complaint, it was a great satisfaction. Now, as I told you before, in settling complaints, I used conciliation, persuasion, so that I felt that the people understood. And it wasn't just a case of the law saying you could do this, that they wanted to. That was my point of trying to get them to understand why they should. So when I settled a case like that, I guess I was pleased. I wasn't always successful, but then I was in a number of cases. So, the human rights is kind of the eyes and the ears. For all aspects of human rights. And I think the Human Rights Commission ought to be kind of the conscience of the leadership of the city.
Do you think it's kept that position?
I think it helped. Mm-hmm. In a way, well, I guess what we are saying is we are concerned about those who are disadvantaged.
And over the past 42 years, you've mentioned that the town's improved in some ways and perhaps fallen down in some ways. Overall, has it?
Overall, well, of course, I can go back and say, Lord, look at the progress we've made. There are jobs for blacks. There are restaurants, all who receive and are happy to serve blacks as long as they got the green stuff. Bars, taverns, whatever. And today, I feel fairly sure this is not always true. That a black family can go to the coast and find a place that will accept them. You see, back in the old days before public accommodation, even in the state of Oregon, because other states didn't have public accommodation, but a black couldn't travel.
Yeah, you mentioned the story about the Commissioner
Bogle.
Bogle's trip. And today, as you said, probably not as nearly a severe problem.
No, particularly in Oregon. I'm sure that somebody could find a place down around Medford or Ashland that would probably use some excuse not to. But by and large, particularly the better places, would be no problem. After all, I just found the sign on a tavern. Where was it? Out of sight of Salem?
Eugene.
No
outside of Eugene.
No niggers.
Yeah.
That's today.
That's
1987 we're talking about. So you see, things are, it is all corrected.
If somebody just coming out of college came to you saying he was getting into the same field of work that you've spent 40 plus years in, what advice would you give them?
Well, my advice would be, if you're not concerned about making a great deal of money and just getting by, you'll find it's one of the most satisfying things you can do. Every time you make some progress or settle a case, like I was just saying, there's a tremendous satisfaction involved. And you look back and think, not only from all of the awards I've had, but that helps. Well, somebody's appreciated what I've done. And that's a satisfaction that a lot of people don't have.
What would you warn them about?
Well, I would have to warn them that they're going to run into bigots that are going to infuriate them, and they mustn't let it do it. I think you'd have to agree that, although I may not have deserved all the awards that I've gotten, at least it was some satisfaction that most people don't have.
It's true. You have your name on an awful lot of plaques.
Yes, I do. There's some I haven't even thought about. And when you have letters from people like McCall saying how much you've done for the state, it makes you feel good. Well, now that's a reward. No money, but a lot of satisfaction. So that's the advice I tell them, go to it.
And if you could, where would you point their effort?
Well, right now I'd like to see somebody who I think was qualified to get into the Human Relations Commission.
Is there a void in leadership there?
There sure is.
Do you feel that they've in some ways dropped the ball?
I sure have.
Why do you think it got away? Those years that you worked to build it up, where did it fall down, or when?
It's been falling down for the last year or two.
Due to
the commission itself, which has should be ashamed of itself. All of the time that I was director of the Human Relations Commission, I had the 100% support all of the time from the commission, backing me up on everything I wanted and needed. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of poor appointments made, and they didn't care. They didn't back up the director. One of the people on the staff accused the director, and they fought all the time, which was unbelievable. Every employee I had was the most loyal, wanted to do everything they could to help. I couldn't understand this. And the commission allowed that to go on for a year. And people like Blumenauer now have come along and said, oh, why don't we just contract some of this out? Can you imagine anything crazier than that?
He wants to contract.
Don't ask me. I mean, that's his statement.
But in relation to the
so they're what they're doing is that they're trying to cut the budget, and they have fired the director. There isn't anybody there now.
So it's a commission in limbo.
It's just in limbo. So.
And obviously the thing that perhaps disappoints you the most has to do with housing. Over all those years?
Yeah, I suppose that would be, I think, the most important thing, because everything else depends on that to a great extent. Whether it's education or jobs or social life or whatever, it's all involved with housing, really. And when I'm sure that a lot of people in the Albina area today would be scared to death to try to rent or buy a house out of the area. Because we just had a case over in Milwaukee a few months ago. And can you blame them for not having the courage to try to get out?
No. Do it again?
Yep, I would. And sometimes I want to get in and shake things up again.
Ever the mover.
Oh, yeah.
Ever the mover.
But, I've had made wonderful friends over the years here, too, doing this. Real good people. But, no, I would certainly, anybody wanted, I'd advise them to do it. But I would also advise them they're not going to get rich doing it. And I think today, as I'm looking at most college graduates and talking about what they're doing it for one reason, to see how much money, which is the most lucrative field they can get in. Now, if you're going to do that, then you're not going into human relations. Isn't that the average, what the average student today is concerned about?
Mm-hmm. What pays?
That's right. So,
is there anything that perhaps we haven't touched on that you'd like to add to the record?
Oh gosh, I don't know. We've covered so much. And I suppose I've left out half of the stuff I should have said, but I can't remember.
Personal notes, anecdotes?
Well, let me ask you a question. You've been asking me.
Okay.
What mechanisms could you design to encourage the out-movement of a large number of people in an urban area?
I think you've already given me all the answers. Sounds like something that you've written a while back. Kind of is the one question that somebody might have asked you in 1949 or 50 and got you going on that trail. Okay.
Well, I don't know. I don't think it's going to happen, any out movement in the next few years. Certainly not in my lifetime. It's gone the other way too much. Black power and so forth. You know, it irks me a little because to call a group of people by their color, are we going to call the Orientals yellows? Mm-hmm. Call the Native Americans browns? I don't know, it seems silly to me, but then I can understand why they did, because they wanted blacks to become people to know that they are who they are.
So you feel it'll be another 10 years at least before there's a change?
I have no idea the length of time. If you'll go down around Pioneer Square, you'll find young blacks making a noise, attracting attention to themselves, and so forth. Now this bothers the whites, I put that thought. They don't realize why this is going on. They have no idea why. They're just disreputable people, you see. So I don't know. how long it's going to take. But after all, look at South Africa.
Horrible situation.
It was just as horrible here in the United States not too many years ago. You see, my grandfather that I knew, that we talked about in Washington, was a 14-year-old boy during the Civil War. That's how recent it is, it seems to me, in my lifetime.
Sure. Direct link.
Because I talked to him about it, you see. My problem was, you say, I was a damn Yankee. Way down there. You can't trust these Yankees. You think I'm being funny? It's not
probably
true.
Probably very true. New York to Virginia, quite a jump in that time.
Well, of course, it's changed a little bit. When I was young, that was very true. Well, I say when I was young, when I opened that office down in Amarillo, the attorneys for the Phillips Petroleum come over to visit me and socially, you know, just to make sure I was all right. I'll never forget his name, Loftus. He said, well, you know, my mother-in-law still thinks Lincoln was a scallywag. No, that's not too many years ago.
No, not too many. Not true. So to sum it up,
I think that Mrs. Parks ought to be the hero. Or heroine, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
She was the one that started it when she wouldn't move from her seat in that bus, and that took courage. I know because I used to see those things going on. Martin Luther King deserved credit too, but she was the one that got it started. So I think she ought to be a heroine. Yeah, she really got things moving. I get reports from the South on the movements of the Klan and what they're doing. It's still pretty bad.
Past 40 years, you've seen a lot of progress, but yet
I sure have
some things that haven't changed at all.
Well, certainly their rights have been improved. They can ride on the train with you, and they can ride on buses, and they can eat in the restaurants, and they can use a drinking fountain, and they can go to the same toilet you can. Now, all of those things have been changed. Their civil rights, in other words, have been advanced. But there's still that subtle white racism that we have. And it's in the North as well as the South. And how long it'll take to get over it, I don't know. Well, of course, this is a few years back. It was about the time that we were trying to get the housing law passed. I remember talking to the congregation out at the Westmoreland Presbyterian Church, and I asked the question, would you welcome a Negro into your neighborhood? And it was one great big shout, no. Now, I'm sure some of them have changed probably since then. But there's still that feeling. And and it's pretty hard, as I was pointing out to you before, for people that want to do right, and yet they're a little intimidated because they don't know what their friends would say. Don't forget, it's only a couple of years since the university club allowed a Jew to belong. Oh, we're used to discrimination in this country.
Yeah, you've seen it improve. Yeah. Vastly.
What? The university club now has some members. I don't know about some of the golf clubs.
A few, I would imagine.
There's a couple that I'm sure that in the past have been a Jewish man. Mm-hmm. But But even there, there has been a great improvement with discrimination against Jews. There's almost, well, there's no none around here, but some of the fancy ranches around down in, for instance, in Arizona, still try to discriminate. And their way of doing it is so that the travel agents know, I say, and it's close to churches, that means we don't want Jews. That's one of the ways they have of letting their travel agents know that their brochures say close to churches. That's a pretty good indication. Now, we passed a law here in Oregon, of course, that you may not use any religious requirement, and you can't advertise this is just for this or this or this or this. It's very strict on that. So, yeah, we've made tremendous progress. We've sure got a long way to go. Because after all, over 10% of our people are black. And according to the census, they will increase.
Anything else we need to cover, or that you want to cover?
I've been spouting off here some of my ideas. I imagine you'll be tired of listening to it.
This is the end of it. It's been enjoyable.